The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Thursday morning, the 7th of April, the one-year anniversary of the passing of my beautiful bulldog, Charlotte, about which I will speak later on. There are other things going on. Yes, there are other things going on in the world that are more important, perhaps, to many of you. I don't know whether it's me because of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's an important thing on my mind this morning. But there are other things that are certainly on my mind and on your mind, I'm going to bet. Victoria Keelan, how are we doing with that, Carol? Are we all set with Victoria?
I think we're all good.
Still? There you are. Hello.
Yeah, we're all good. So, good morning.
Good morning to you. We have our friends gathered together, Kara and Victoria and you, and this whole business about, I was looking for all the good news. I thought we'd start with all the good news, and I've had a hard time finding. Okay, so here's the good thing for those of you who are investors. According to the most recent Wall Street records, stocks generally are up about 13 to 14% in the past month. Wall Street, you know how we say, "Oh, those bad guys on Wall Street." It's not the people. You see, this is like a lot of other things where we categorize the leadership of an organization, and we tend to put it all in the same basket with the organization itself. And I use the Catholic Church often as an example of that. The leadership is bad, but the membership is good. We can say that about some unions, for example. We can say that about some politicians and the political realities of the world. I'm sure, Victoria, you could come in to the discussion with any number of groups that are really great, that accomplish really good things, but the leadership of the group give the overall image of the group a bad name. So we've had a lot of people on Wall Street who are running these companies who were crooks and cheats, and they lied and steal the banks the same way. And again, you can go across the board to almost any company with the exception of Monsanto.
Yes.
I'll make an exception for them. But yeah, generally speaking, we have a pretty healthy economy, and all the politicians that want to take credit for it, I think the politicians manipulate the economy. In fact, so I'm going to turn this around from what may be a quasi-positive story to what many might perceive as a quasi-negative story, in that I believe because we are in a political year and there's a political circus going on, and what can be done on the part of those who are, quote-unquote, in charge to manipulate, whether it is congressmen, senators, whether it's the administration that wants to see its ilk. You hear Hillary Clinton say all the time, "We've got to keep the traditions of the Obama administration going." What tradition is there? You and I may disagree on this. I don't see much of anything that has happened in the last 8 years that I want to see continue, so I wouldn't be running on that any more than I'd run on George Bush's record, you know, when everybody ran away from him who was running for the presidency. John McCain ran against Obama in 2008. Bush said, "I'll go campaign, I'll go on campaign for you," and McCain said, "Well, that's okay." And so did people running for governorships and senators. So the same thing is true, it seems to me, in this circumstance. And actually, when you look at all the stuff that's going on, the speculation that if Donald Trump wins all of the kind, and actually ends up getting gets the nod and runs for president, he'll get really beaten by either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. And it is one of the other things on the other side, Victoria, is very interesting, is that Hillary and Bernie Sanders now are sort of almost neck and neck.
Which
in many
is
of
really
the polls,
surprising, yeah.
Preferential polls, yeah. Here's this guy described by someone the other night that I saw as an older, white, Jewish American with dandruff. That's how he was described.
Oh.
That's how it gets down. I hadn't really noticed, but I guess he's got dandruff. He wears the dark jackets, and you can see the dandruff on the jacket. He's not especially well-kempt.
And that's true.
So does that bring it back around to the beauty contest? Remember, Dwight Eisenhower, who you don't remember at all because you weren't alive then, was the president in the 50s, and he had been the war hero, bald, not bad looking, but from that point to this, when have we seen an unattractive president? Other than maybe Richard Nixon, to a point, depending on what you or how you would describe attractive. He wasn't unattractive, but he lost to Kennedy because he wasn't as good looking as Kennedy.
And they blame television on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time that you really saw a candidate speaking, and Kennedy was so handsome and had, and then that cool factor about him, too, that Nixon didn't have. I've seen some of that old footage.
Oh, yeah, sweating.
Yeah.
he had a good, really bad makeup. So then we get to the contest. Donald Trump's much better looking than Bernie Sanders. Let's say the two of them ran against each other. Donald Trump, if we use that as a guideline, would be the winner because he's better looking than Bernie Sanders. Ooh. But it all changes. I was at a conference yesterday discussing the millennial generation, your generation, Victoria.
Yeah.
You're on the upper end of it, but certainly you are there. Kara certainly is in the middle of it. And how it is that because it was a radio conference, it was a focus on millennials and what their approach is to politics, what their approach is to business, what their approach is to what they like on the radio or whatever it is that they listen or how they occupy themselves and what they do for fun. So one of the things that came out of it was the focus on Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. And why it is that millennials like Bernie Sanders and his approach versus Donald Trump, who basically, they both have basically the same approach to things. They're appealing to people who are dissatisfied with what's going on, which is most of us, frankly.
Right.
And so the Bernie Sanders positive approach, for the most part, versus the Donald Trump negative approach is what wins the day for the millennials. And if you think about all of the things that we talk about here, I sort of back into it, if I can explain for a second how the philosophy works. A radio program that's aimed at appealing to millennials can appeal and will appeal to people of all ages. And then people would say, okay, well, how about if we turn that around, a program that's aimed at older listeners, why doesn't that appeal to millennials? Well, think about it for a minute. It doesn't because it seems that older people are more angry. They are disturbed. And I'm saying that there's a lot of anger, but the way that the millennials are approaching the anger is in a positive sense. Since you've been with me, Victoria, the last few weeks, we've talked a number of times about how I want to see people protest. I'm basically an anarchist at heart. I think everything needs to be changed because just most of the stuff, it doesn't work, and it ought to work. I mean, the perfect example of that this week is the TSA spending $47,000 as part of a multimillion-dollar contract with one of the tech companies to build an app that points in when you go through the first part of the line, you look at the app and it tells you which way to turn left or right. And any fool could have done it for $20 and in 10 minutes.
Right.
So it's this kind of stuff, when it's reported, it eats away at what we have here in the establishment and gives both Sanders and Trump fodder for conversation. But the way that it is, it's the way it's reported, the way it's discussed, how do we fix it? That's really what the millennials, and that's what I want. Isn't that what we all want in reality?
We want solutions, and we're not getting a whole lot of plans. We're just getting a lot of rhetoric.
No. And so then you wonder, when you understand what went on in Mississippi, I'm picking and choosing a few different things here this week as I've been thinking about the kinds of things that go on in the country that are just plain crazy, if not stupid. Now, the people who listen to this program in Jackson, Mississippi, and maybe the three or other, maybe four stations that carry me in Mississippi, I would not normally focus on something like this, except it's so egregious, in my mind anyway, and I don't understand how it is that you think. There have been three different circumstances in the last week. One in Georgia, one in North Carolina, and now this week in Mississippi, the governor signed legislation that would allow businesses to deny gays services, saying that he did so to protect the rights of people with deeply held religious beliefs. And on the surface, I don't have a problem with that. I think, however, the fact that it is codified into law, I don't have a problem with people who run their own businesses running the businesses the way they want to, even if it's stupid. It's like making choices over food or anything else that's a personal choice. You make stupid choices, you at least have made a choice, whether it's educated or not. It's not my business. You want to run a bakery and you don't want to let gay people buy cakes for their birthdays. If you're that dumb, you want to turn away business, good. That's your choice. Make the choice.
Go out of business then. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But then...
But this bill also allows employers to fire employees if their religious beliefs differ from the employer, correct?
I believe that's true. Yes.
I mean, that's crazy. I think that's just setting such a dangerous segregationalist precedent that you're going to have only Christians in one company and only Jews in one company. I mean, it's crazy.
It is. It isn't. And there's nothing there that's all inclusive. But what I will tell you to sort of bring this around to full circle to the beginning of the conversation, that the people who are younger, even in this state, the older people in Mississippi supported this. The younger people did not. And so this is where the political establishment that is, I mean, you look at Governor Bryant and his background and how old he is and where he comes from and all this other stuff, and the fact that the Family Research Council was the push behind all of this. These are all old people. And I'm not denigrating. I'm not exactly young, but my ideas are, I hope, fair and just. And then somebody can say, well, who the hell are you to decide what's fair and just? And I'm only going to tell you what I think is fair and just in my mind. I'm not. You just heard me say, if you want to run your business that way, that's up to you. It's not my business. But to have it codified into law troubles me, because it seems we use the law to go back and underscore or create a validation for religious belief. And I just think that's wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. So have at me as you will. Victoria, I agree, but I'm a big boy. I'll take it.
No, I agree. I think it's less religious belief. Everyone likes to hide behind, it's my religious belief. It's religious discrimination. There's just a dangerous, dangerous precedent that's being started now.
It's just sad.
It's pathetic. It's setting us back in every possible way as a nation.
All right, food for thought. 20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Time for us to have some fun, thanks to the programs that were on television yesterday. Here we begin with Conan O'Brien joking about Spike Lee and Bernie Sanders.
In an interview, Spike Lee said that Bernie Sanders' campaign song should be Brooklyn's in the House. Today, Bernie Sanders said, "I don't know who this Spike Lee is, but I hope he can deliver the Asian vote."
That's hilarious.
Right. For those of you who don't get the Bruce Lee, get it? It's not funny if you have to explain it, but that is kind of funny. Here is Steve Harvey, who is going to become the Entertainer of the Year as far as I'm concerned, joking on his daytime talk program with one of his audience members who has a couple of jobs. One is a conventional one. The other one, not quite so much.
Well, I'm a barber, and whenever I get a new client, and we're in there having barbershop talk, and we're just talking about anything. Sometimes the subject of me also being a mortician comes up. Instantly, the customer freaks out, jumps out of the chair, and I'm like, when was the last time you touched a dead body? How can I put my customers at ease and let them know and explain to them that working with the deceased is not so bad?
Yes, it is. Don't nobody want to be in your chair, and you talking about a mortician, and then refer to them as a client. Don't nobody want to be your damn client at that point. All this man wanted was a haircut from the little fine lady. That's all he wanted. See, most everybody I know want to live. And I done met morticians. They go, "I'm here to have my business card. I want your damn card, man."
funny. Wendy Williams, right? It's interesting the way real people live real lives. You know, that kind of stuff is something that certainly makes sense. Wendy Williams in her daytime program talking also to an audience member about a roommate's boyfriend who is a little bit too cozy toward her.
I have a roommate, right? So I got this roommate because a friend of a friend needed a place to stay and I needed a roommate. So she has a boyfriend who comes over pretty often, and he has a tendency to look at me a little too long and smile at me just a little too hard.
Okay.
Well, we were in the kitchen one day and he hugged her and then winked at me. So I don't want my roommate to think I'm trying to sabotage her relationship, so should I tell her?
No, you should tell him about himself when she's not around.
Yeah, no good.
I agree with that,
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Ellen DeGeneres on her program yesterday joking about stress.
Experts are saying that stress can improve performance and boost brain power. So all the people that I've scared on my show over the years, you're welcome. It's good to scare people, right? And so listen to this. They say that stress is not bad for us. It's the belief that stress is bad for us that causes problems. Well, you're the ones who told us stress was bad for us in the first place. Whoever you are, they tell us things, and now they're telling us. So now it comes down to how we look at things. You have to be careful, though, because too much stress isn't good for you.
All right. So there's another late night bit of news that I find quite interesting. I've not had much use, Victoria, for James Corden. I thought we had too many Brits coming in doing television programs, like we couldn't find any funny Americans. But when I saw the karaoke carpool segment with Adele, it changed my whole feeling about him. And now this carpool, I said it backwards a minute ago. I said carpool, karaoke carpool. It's carpool karaoke. Apparently, this has been so successful. For example, the Adele carpool segment has had 93 million YouTube hits.
I'm not surprised. Yep.
And he's done Jennifer Lopez, Mariah Carey, and all kinds of others. So apparently, they're thinking of making this a television show, a series, which would be kind of cool in and of itself. You know, like the thing that Jerry Seinfeld does.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I'm happy to see that. It was very good stuff. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Everything changes. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carthy. You want to hear something awesome? There is a beginning, middle, and end to every emotional experience we have. That means no matter what you're going through, there will be a beginning to it, a middle, and an end. No matter how intense your emotions ever get, eventually, at some point, they will change. Now, why is that so important to understand? Because if you can, in the middle of your most intense emotional experiences, recognize that it will pass at some point, then you'll be cognizant enough not to make a decision in the beginning or middle of the experience that leads to a disastrous outcome. Sometimes life is really difficult, and sometimes things just flat out hurt so badly. But I want you to remember that everything changes. Everything has a beginning, middle, and end. For help staying in control through even your most intense emotional experiences, visit drchristianconti.com.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's $1 off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus, more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket.
33 at the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a moment with some information about prescribed medications and the latest on Meldonium. We'll find out what the Forbidden Doctors podcast is about this week. I'll give you a little hint. If you're worried about cancer, this will be a big help to you. Meanwhile, let's continue with the bad news, shall we? We started. The story of flight attendant Julia Price, who you may remember a couple days ago deployed an emergency slide to get out of a United Airlines flight, landed in Houston. She's been fired. And the feds are investigating the incident. Her family said that she's doing well and would like to keep the matter private. Apparently she has not a medical condition, but and this is why you wonder sometimes about the people being fired. She has emotional questions or problems or whatever it was. By the way, the passenger on the plane was safely removed from the plane. But this is back to, Victoria, a focus that I have on people who are either pilots, because we had a pilot last week, wasn't it? He was drunk.
Right.
And, you know, you go through all of the federal rules require physicals every 6 months for pilots, every year for flight attendants. But what about psychological exams?
Exactly.
Psychological exams are, and there's a move to make this something that is required. Because of not what this flight attendant did the other day, but because of that pilot in the French plane that crashed it into the Alps. the co-pilot, who was clearly depressed and had no business being in the cockpit of that plane.
Right. So, do we know what exactly was wrong with this woman?
The family says it wants to keep it private, whatever's going on with her.
Right.
But she was someone if I said anything, I'd be speculating, and I don't want to waste time doing that. It just is one of those things.
It's lucky for everyone that, you know, no one was actually injured because of what she did or whatever she was going through emotionally.
She didn't do anything to harm anybody except herself in that circumstance. So next the bad news item has to do with former House Speaker Denny Hastert. You probably don't remember him, but he was around in the 90s. Matter of fact, he was Speaker, I think, from 1999 to 2007. He was an Illinois congressman, and he is now begging to be spared from being sent to prison. He's been stung enough after the allegations that he molested one of his students. He was a high school teacher and coach, and he was accused of sexually abusing students while he was working in high school. The court filing yesterday makes no mention of the reason that he's having his problem. He knows that for the rest of his life he'll have to be sort of isolated, that people will be hostile toward him, and his lawyer is asking him, asking the court to take that into consideration. Hasn't he been through enough? And I don't know how you answer. I mean, I don't know. Has he been through enough? I don't know.
Right.
Who's to judge that?
What about his victims?
What the judge is up to. Yeah.
Whoever they may be.
Yeah. Yeah. He paid $1.7 million in hush money to the person that came forward, who was the person that was abused. He was the accuser. And so my question wasn't so much about I'm appalled and disgusted by these sorts of things that happen way too much, whether it's in the religious circumstance, the schools. Look at what happened at Penn State. What is it that makes these people so creepy? But the other side of it is, where does he get $1.7 million? This guy was a congressman.
Right.
You know, okay, he paid $1.7 million in hush money, so obviously he had some exposure. He was a school teacher before. It's kind of the same old question. People wondered after LBJ died and he had an estate of about $80 million, and we say, wait a minute, he was a school teacher and then a congressman and then president. Where did he get $80
million? $80 million?
He owned the two most popular radio stations and the big television station in Austin? Oh. No, where was it? Yeah, it was
okay,
Austin.
So there's...
But how do you get ownership of them? What do you use for money to pay for them?
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you. So, it's just people... Remember Spiro Agnew. Does that name ring a bell with you or Kara? Kara, does that name Spiro Agnew ring a bell with you?
Yeah, I know who it is, but I worked in an archival library, and they had a collection there with some of his old stuff.
Right. Okay. He was.
I've heard the name, but I can't really tell you much more.
Okay. He was the Baltimore County Administrator who suddenly found himself in the Vice President's chair, and he was a crook. He was. He got indicted, and there were all kinds of bits and pieces of information about him taking bribes from people for years, and he sort of left the public world in disgrace. But he didn't go to jail. He was, you know, just disgraced. So the feeling here behind the Denny Hastert thing is, should he be treated the same way? And, you know, that's something for the public debate. Hmm. So, all right, if you're a fan of Ivanka Trump and her brand of scarves, you'll be happy to know they were made in China. And now they've been recalled because of a burn risk. The recall involves scarves that were sold from October of 2014 through earlier this year at department stores and online and became very popular after Donald Trump announced that he was running for president. They are made of 100% rayon, which is highly flammable. My God, I didn't know anybody made anything out of rayon anymore. That was pre-polyester, for God's sakes. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said no injuries have been reported. So is this much ado about nothing? Is this politically motivated to embarrass Donald Trump?
I mean, it could be, but it also, you know, every single thing that Trump makes, all of his products, his ties, all of his cheap suits, it's all made in China. So it's so hypocritical when he goes out and blasts, I want to do this and that with China. Well, then who's going to make all of your cheap clothing? And Ivanka, I like Ivanka's style, but, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, all of her stuff is just cheaply made in China.
Let's send it to Mexico. Let's make it down there. It's closer anyway.
And then the image the wall, Doug. The wall is going to be so big.
All right, so there we go. Oh, wait a minute. Here's another piece of bad news. Simon Cowell.
Bad news Thursdays.
Yeah. All right. Here's the Duchess of York, Stanley Kubrick, Heather Mills, who was married to Paul McCartney. Remember her?
Now, this is an interesting story to me. I would love to know more about what their connection is. Is it connected to all the other bad guys that have been a part of the Panama Papers, too?
Well, and the list is growing of those who are rich and famous who have had offshore dealings with this law firm, Mossack Fonseca. Golfer Nick Faldo is in there. Margaret Thatcher's son is in there. Now, there's no suggestion, let's make this clear, that any of the people named have broken the law. I think that's very clear about this. What it does point out are two things, for me anyway. This is basically a law firm and banking that makes its money on war and the military-industrial complex. Lots of people, and it's also a way to avoid taxes in whatever your jurisdiction is. And it does call into question the tax policies of countries, including our own, who don't seem to get what it is. If you have a policy that is restrictive or not attractive for business or for people whose wealth you want to be able to use in a manner of speaking, and so that everybody doesn't go to Monaco, because that's what happens. And some places in the world will never change what they're doing. Monaco is a place where people go. It's a haven for people who have lots of money and don't want to be abused by the tax man. Americans do this because we're the only country in the world that taxes money made outside of our country. And we use it for questionable purposes. Look at all the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And people resent that. And they don't want to keep doing it, so they figure a way around it.
Right.
Which has, frankly, much of my support. All right, anyway, there are a couple of other things. The story of the Florida governor in Starbucks was accosted by a woman, and it was really interesting. He went to get a cup of coffee, and he left without the cup of coffee. Called the woman in the Starbucks called him an a-hole for cutting Medicaid. He replied that he'd created a million jobs, but the lady didn't buy into it, so there was a lot of hoopla and a lot of attention paid to that, especially in social media. So a couple of things of note at 17 before the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell up next with discussion of certain military. Good, Doug. I got military in my brain of medical news items up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is Doug Stephan. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Jessica?
Who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until April 13th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
45 past the hour now. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is the forbidden doctor. When I say that, Victoria, you get scared. He's the forbidden doctor. Yes. Sort of like Black Bart. Actually, why I like Jack is because he does have different ideas, progressive ideas, intelligent ideas, things that are very helpful. He is a Nooka chiropractor in Salt Lake City, Utah, and has not only that great practice there, helping tons of people out in the chiropractic sense, but he and his wife come up with great ideas, and they last year or so have been doing this podcast. This week, I think your focus is how to figure out if you have cancer, if I'm not mistaken, from our conversation the other day. Is that right?
Yeah, how you can tell if cancer has already started, or how your body functions when it's healthy. Looking at both of those topics, you can see, well, wait, something might be going on here that isn't readily apparent.
Yeah. So, good news, information galore. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com, not only for that, but for his enzymes and other products that are really valuable and helpful, I think, are two different value judgments, but both applicable here. Black Americans are under-prescribed pain medication, according to a study this week. People who are black are systematically under-treated for pain relative to whites, according to this result of overprescription and overuse of pain medications for whites. I mean, I think that's the way I've turned it around, so that it appears to me that we over-treat and over-prescribe. And so maybe in this circumstance, black Americans are lucky because even though there's discrimination here and racism, it seems to benefit black people and doesn't benefit white people because there are a lot of false beliefs when it comes to this sort of thing that are held, Jack, and we all know the placebo effect, and it isn't used as much on black people as it is white people. So what do you make of this? Is it true that white patients get more prescriptions and are over-medicated?
Well, in the studies and statistics that they put together as a result of that seem to indicate that is definitely the case. I remember when I was in school, when we were studying the skin, there was four layers to the skin. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Asian skin or African skin or Northern European skin or Polynesian skin, you're going to find different characteristics of it. And so the racist concept that African American skin was thicker than white skin because of different fat depositions, and that kind of bred other kinds of ideas that led into some racist thinking that somehow African Americans didn't require as much painkiller as whites, which is absolutely ridiculous. One thing that's absolutely true about the literature in the research, regardless of what you're looking at, you're going to find what you want based on what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of these racist ideas have sprung up at different areas around the country, and I think it's true. Black Americans do not get the pain killer that they really need in some of these more archaic areas of the country that think like that.
Yeah. All right, so you draw your own conclusions. How about this business about Meldonium, which is the performance enhancer that nobody can really prove is an enhancer or does anything, has been banned now, supposedly. A number of athletes have failed tests, tested the lady who is the tennis player, I think is the reason it came to the surface, Maria Sharapova. But what do we know about this stuff? I mean, a lot of other
It improves blood flow. I mean, it's something that was developed, I don't know, 3 or 4 decades ago. Mm-hmm. And it was used in conjunction with lisinopril, a drug to dealing with congestive heart failure and regular heart disease, that would help to improve blood flow through the coronary tree. Well, the coronary tree is what feeds the heart its oxygen and nutrients.
Right. It's nitrate. It's like Super Beets. The stuff is the same as Super Beets. I said that before, and it's like, and you need it also as a magnesium base to it, which we all need. So I think this is a lot of hooey, frankly. But Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Freeze, don't move. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day, 53 after the hour. It's like going into a bank and robbing it. How about that, Victoria? Freeze! Don't move! I'll take all your money! those of you who are wondering about technology genius or giants, Yahoo is the target of breakup talks. Some people want to break the company up because it hasn't performed well, but yet the shares are up 2% this month. Is that on? Rumors, don't you love how this stuff, I'm looking at Alaska Air since it announced it was going to take over Virgin America and the...
How has that impacted them so far?
Well, after their stock price went down. Virgin's
really?
Price went up and their stock went down. Yeah, I still don't get this, frankly. Tesla had a good week because of the announcement of the car and all the discussion about... As a matter of fact, I have a little more on that, what the inside of the car is going to be like. What a technological... This guy is a magnet of our technology, but also this car is very appealing in a number of different ways, technologically mostly. We'll have that story in a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
56 after the hour on the Good Day program. So here's the story of the designer of that gun. It's disguised as a smartphone. Senator Schumer of New York brands it a disaster waiting to happen, looking for an investigation. It's called the Ideal Conceal. It folds down to the size and shape of a smartphone. The gun could pose a danger to police and the public, do you think?
Yeah.
The designer's name is Kirk Keldberg. He says it falls within the guidelines. It is legal. It helps gun owners carry weapons to work more freely. It'll go on sale in a couple of months. Cost you $395. There are 2,500 interested buyers already. This is a gun that looks like a smartphone. I'm trying to envision how this I'm wondering what this does. The TSA has just been criticized because 95% of people who try to sneak through a knife or a gun get through TSA scrutiny. This is this will be easy to get through TSA scrutiny. And we wonder about that circus, the continuing focus on the TSA and their $47,000 app and this foolishness. And I don't know about you, Victoria, but I find this offensive. You know, there's a headline screaming out of one of the papers this morning about how tax cheaters get away with $100 billion in taxes that ought to be paid. And frankly, I would try as much as I could. Legally, not illegally.
Right.
Because I don't want to see my money wasted. And there's so much fraud and abuse and corruption in government. I don't want to see my hard-earned money or yours or anybody else's go. It's time we fix that system, frankly.
Exactly.
And you look at this thing with the TSA and that app, it just screams inefficiency. And we need attention. And that's what Bernie Sanders and Trump are all about, Frank. That's why they get so much support.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.